Now, in studio, your lending expert, family man, and servant leader, who's committed to honoring and empowering San Diego's servant leaders to rise up. Your host of Rise Up Radio, James Carmody.
Welcome, folks. You are tuned in to Rise Up Radio. I have another fantastic show in store for you. I'm your host, James Carmody. We have two excellent guests, and I cannot wait to share their stories and the organizations that they are participating with here in San Diego. And these gentlemen are both servant leaders. So you're going to want to hold on to your seats, buckle up. If you're driving, make sure that you are paying attention to the road. If you're at home, thank you for tuning in. And remember, you know, you're following us online at sdriseup.com. We appreciate all of the love and support. We're on social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, and we appreciate the continued support. Folks, we got a lot going on in San Diego. In particular, you know, we have these fire threats that have just been such a challenge. Richie, I know that you experienced this firsthand.
Absolutely. Talk about observing some heroic leadership, both throughout the LA County area, Ventura, and San Diego County. I'd like to give a shout out, my thoughts and prayers to all that have been the victims of this horrific sequence of events. You've got to really just applaud the tremendous leadership displayed by Cal Fire.
By the
San Diego Sheriff's Department, by 211. You look at that organization and how instrumental they've been in deliberately planning for this type of crisis and how efficiently they've been notifying, warning people. It's absolutely impressive.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, so folks, our thoughts, prayers, and our hearts go out to those of you that are impacted. Please continue to check the news, check the apps, make sure that you are up to date, you know what's going on. If you are living in those neighborhoods, don't play it cool. Better to act sooner than later and, relax about it than having to make, a middle of the night move or, uproot your family without much notice.
Yeah, this fire is, it's stubborn.
Yeah.
And that wind shear, boy, it's just treacherous. And as we were talking about before
the show, it changes direction on a moment's notice.
Right. And you can assume all you like, but Mother Nature has her way. So err on the side of caution.
Yeah, err on the side of caution, folks. Make sure you're checking. 211 is a fantastic organization. Just make sure that you are up to date on that. So as I mentioned, we have an incredible show. Let me back up a second. You folks are hearing Richie, a good friend of mine, just back and forth and banter and, full name is Richard Coleman. Richard Coleman is a Marine veteran, business professional, community volunteer, excellent example of a servant leader, in my opinion. Recently, he's received the Lifetime Military Achievement Award from the SDRCC, presented the Whitestone Award by Mayor Faulkner for volunteer work with the San Diego Leadership Forum back in 2016. We're going to talk about the San Diego Leadership Forum today. We're going to talk about leadership. We're going to talk about volunteerism. Also want to talk about a new organization that you're involved with starting in the veteran space to support folks. Name of the organization is Optimal Veteran Enterprises. Share with us a little bit about, the why behind that and how did this kind of get started?
I'm extremely passionate about empowering the veteran entrepreneur, the spouse of a veteran entrepreneur, and the nonprofits to support veterans. The intent is to create a collaborative constellation of like-minded organizations and affinity partners that are committed towards eradicating homelessness among the veterans of San Diego. So I had the distinct honor of serving just over 30 years as a Marine, in which I garnered a tremendous amount of experience in business acumen.
Yeah,
I'm able to take that experience, and I have since 2012 as an executive business consultant, and apply it to several companies. I specialize in optimizing revenue generation for enterprises, entrepreneurs, small businesses. In 2018, we'll be launching Optimal Veteran Enterprises that concentrates on that veteran vertical. Mm-hmm. So the vision is to help that small business owner, help that mid-sized business owner, help that veteran entrepreneur scale very efficiently, very effectively, so that they can be a catalyst towards hiring, in theory, you know, that homeless vet somewhere down the road. Conversely, with the nonprofit sector, I am partnered with Jeff Dowler.
Yep.
So Jeff has been in the nonprofit space for many years. He's also been in the payment processing and financial system integration space for about 20 years.
Mm.
He was instrumental in rolling out your credit card capability in the McDonald's restaurants on the West Coast. So you remember the day when you have to have cash?
Yeah.
You know, and then all of a sudden that evolved. So bottom line is that we are able to come into any company and help three ways. We can help reduce the overhead costs with payment processing, financial system integration. We are able to help improve the efficiency and effectiveness of any organization with best business practices rooted in Lean Six Sigma. And lastly, we're able to really help create a culture of organizational excellence through the Callen course, which, James, I know you're familiar with.
Absolutely.
I had the pleasure of joining you and Jared on your show here about, I think it was a year ago, just after Prince died.
Yes.
So the bottom line is that we've got three key arteries of support for the veteran business owner or the nonprofit. We have a suite of fundraising platforms for the nonprofit sector. So the vision is that we are helping to scale the veteran entrepreneur, the veteran business owner, help them become more successful, help the nonprofit sector raise funding, help them to be more efficient, help them to lower overhead costs as well. So we're just convicted in that. Why pay the bank, you know, the 3%?
Right.
Why is it that this entity, this echelon, gets that 3%? We've got same-day ACH transfer capability or next-day ACH transfer capability, which is a huge enabler, particularly for the nonprofit sector.
Yep.
You can receive donations and have more money for your frontline mission. So that's what we're offering. And again, the intent is to help all help that homeless vet. That's really where we're going.
It's fantastic. And I think that there is such a need, particularly here in San Diego. You know, we are, in my opinion, the number one military town on the planet. I know some of those East Coast guys might argue with that. And we do have a homeless challenge.
Yeah, it's interesting that in 2016, the homeless census for vets was that, according to HUD, was about 40,000.
Wow.
Last year's point in time count for San Diego was about 1,054. So the good news is that, you know, there's been what appears to be a 30% decline in the number of homeless vets in San Diego since 2013.
It's incredible.
But the method by which we measure this is very porous.
Sure.
And you've got some heroes out there who volunteer. We've got some great leadership with the Regional Task Force for the Homeless. They coordinate the count.
My wife previously worked for the county, and she's done that work. She's done those counts up at 3 a.m.
Yeah. So the point I'm trying to acknowledge is that, you know, that the reliability of those figures is suspect.
Yeah.
We like to think we're making progress, but in fact, what's been identified by HUD is that for the first time since 2010, there's a 1.5% increase in the number of homeless vets.
Mm.
And it's predominantly because of the population throughout Southern California, from LA County down here.
Okay.
So with a more thorough process, it's important for us to, you know, really discern whether or not we are truly making progress. And you know, we've got some great work being done throughout San Diego, which I'm very excited to share with you. We'll talk more about that in a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. So Optimal Veteran Enterprises, you are supporting veteran entrepreneurs, which I love. I think that there is a gap there, you know, and a lot of these young Marines and sailors, soldiers, they come out and they're like, you know, what do I do?
Yeah.
And I think I got a good idea. Where do I find support?
Absolutely. So what's interesting is something I just recently learned that, you know, just after World War II with the GI Bill, roughly 50% of all small businesses were veteran-owned.
Really?
After World War II.
That's a
today,
fascinating
that figure is estimated to be 4.5%. So there's been a steady decline. So when you stop and think about it, based upon the Labor Bureau statistics, you've got the backbone of our economy is a small business.
Sure, absolutely.
Small business owner. Yet the percentage of those owned by veterans has steadily declined since World War II. Why is that? And so I stop and look at this challenge of people who seem to lose their sense of purpose, their life meaning. Mm-hmm. This veteran, they transition and something happens. The paradigm changes. Yep. And instead of being revered for the selfless service, now all of a sudden they're invisible. Right. They don't have that job. They're not perhaps finding something that's rewarding. They're dealing with PTSD or some other challenges in their life. I believe that the entrepreneurial artery of support is a key enabler that may empower those who otherwise just lack vision, who otherwise have tremendous potential, unlimited leadership potential. But now they have an opportunity to really find their voice and do something that's creative, something that's meaningful, something that promotes communal prosperity.
Absolutely. And in what I love is, with Optimal Veteran Enterprises, you guys are taking a collaborative approach.
Yes, very, very honored to be joining the likes of the Rosie Network, Stephanie Brown.
Fantastic friend of Rise Up.
Yes. Yep. And, so Stephanie and Optimal Veteran Enterprises have been shaping the plan, if you will, for the last 4 or 5 months.
Yep.
But again, the vision is that we're able to help her and member organizations lower their merchant service fees. Mm. Okay, so more money, more optimizing their revenue generation for that small business owner. The vision is that we do the same thing for LendIt, okay, a brand new company getting ready to launch here, very excited about. So think about Airbnb. Okay. Think about all the things that you have in your garage that you only use maybe once a year.
Yep.
The kayak, the bicycle, whatever.
Right, the saw, any of the tools.
And now think about there's some, more than 30 million tourists that come to San Diego every year without a bicycle or a kayak. And now think about all the other rental agencies and groups that do want to market and do want to, sell, lend or rent, to do that base. So this great program called LendIt by Andrew Adrian, former Marine, once a Marine, always a Marine, but just a great entrepreneur, and he's rocking it. We're looking forward to partnering with him in the same capacity, helping him to scale by promoting his ability to optimize his revenue generation those three ways I just described.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So folks, we're in studio with Marine veteran Richard Coleman, Optimal Veteran Enterprises. They're helping Marine entrepreneurs get their start, get their business going, reducing costs, increasing efficiency, and they're bringing a culture of leader through the Callen course. And Paul Callen is, a great leader, great Marine. We have a lot to talk about. We're going to take a short break. Stick around. We'll be right back.
1170, The Answer.
Hey folks, James Carmody, Synergy One Lending. Are you in the market to buy a property and need to close really fast? Synergy One Lending and the Carmody team is your family-owned mortgage bank. Right now, there's low inventory, there's a lot of offers, it's competitive. Synergy One Lending and the Carmody team can close your loan in as little as 10 days. Call today to find out more. 858-525-3086. Call James Carmody and the Carmody team at Synergy One Lending, 858-525-3086.
Jared Kelly here. Here's the deal. San Diego's expensive. San Diego's a tough place to own and buy a house, but I want to tell you something special about San Diego. The housing market has appreciated consistently over the years, and if you're not a part of that, I want you to ask the question, why? I would love to sit down and understand that process with you and help you make a plan so that your family fits your home and you're not strapped by the things that you think are constraining you in San Diego. Visit missionrealtygroup.com, hit the contact tab, and let's have a conversation today.
Hey folks, James Carmody and Jared Kelly, the hosts of Rise Up Radio, your source for good news in the San Diego community. We are sharing the good news about what's going on. We need your help. If you are listening to us, please stop what you're doing. Go to sdriseup.com. In the bottom right corner of the page, there's a button that says, I will rise up. We need your help in sharing the good news in San Diego's community. Whether it's the local pastor of your church, your kid's little league coach, or small business owner, we want to share the good news. So go to sdriseup.com and share the stories.
AM 1170, The Answer, San Diego.
Welcome back, folks. You are listening to Rise Up Radio. I'm your host, James Carmody. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you for following us at sdriseup.com. That is sdriseup.com. we are claiming and owning San Diego as America's finest city. And we have two fine gentlemen, servant leaders, in studio with us. We have Richard Coleman with Optimal Veterans Enterprises and Matthew Booker, who is a chaplain and the leader of the San Diego Leadership Forum. Matthew, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Richie, welcome back.
Oh, it's great to be with you.
Absolutely. So, folks, in the first segment, we were talking about Optimal Veteran Enterprises, you know, which is an organization that is supporting veteran entrepreneurs, helping them get their start. And, you know, they're doing that through helping them reduce costs, efficiency, and bringing a culture of leadership, which, you know, that is Richard Coleman's expertise as a 30-year Marine. And, you know, as an executive leader for the last 5 years himself, this man knows what he's talking about. And we have Matthew Booker here with us, who is going to help guide this conversation. You know, and just, he runs an organization, San Diego Leadership Forum, that is just near and dear to my heart. I'm fortunate enough to be in one of the local chapters and serve on the board with Matthew. Matthew, thank you for being here.
Well, thank you, James. And it's great to see you again, Richie. And I, you know, talk about leadership, James Carmody, it just really is fun to watch you lit up behind with those here headphones and the heart that you have in this Rise Up Radio.
Well, thanks, brother. I really appreciate that. You know, a lot of our listeners, some of them know who you are, some do you not. So let's back up a second and just talk a little bit about your background. You know, what was your start? Where did you go to school? What was kind of your path of progress?
Well, I was born as a young baby. And yeah, so I went to school at UCLA and had the vision initially of, you'd appreciate this, Richie, although you're not a Navy guy, and being a Navy pilot. So I was in NROTC. Flunked my eye test, so that ended that dream. But I had, the next dream was I was going to be the president of the United States in 2012.
Okay, I like it.
And you see, I missed that dream too, so I'm 0-2 on that. However, along the way, I began to think seriously about my own life journey and what I really love to do. And a lot of it was around leadership and making a difference in people's lives and their soul and all that sort of stuff. So I was still pursuing this idea of going into law, politics, and I came across an organization at UCLA, began to think about really influencing leadership from the faith part of my life. Mm-hmm. And so I said, well, you know, I want to give this a go at it, and intern for a couple years, and I've never been good at math, so 2 years turned into 30, and so I've been involved in helping leadership, particularly from the spiritual side of life, and became a chaplain about 10 years ago when we launched San Diego Leadership Forum.
Wow. And what, you know, on that chaplain piece, what was it that had you, you know, raise your hand and say, I want to be a chaplain? Mm. You know, and prior to that, go to church every Sunday, read your Bible daily. Like, what was your faith like prior to, and what had you raise your hand for that?
Yeah, well, I worked a lot with college students and helping them in their faith journey and formulate their ideas and heart, and as they were graduating. And then I had college students as kids, and so I realized I was aging out of that gig and figuring out, well, what's the next step for me? And part of that is seeing the influence and impact of leaders and how they obviously had mentored and cared for me, and beginning to sense the isolation, James, that leaders have. And that corner office is the loneliest office in the building. And so learning, seeing their lives, really begin to think, you know, I really want to help men who lead and have influence over their work and in the community do better. And so I captured this sort of part of my life, which is coming alongside organizational servant leaders to helping them overcome obstacles and accomplishing the goals they have and for doing good and impacting the community. And so that was the aha, hey, how can I do that? Chaplaincy, and then the organization of San Diego Leadership Forum quickly followed.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I'd like to just jump in and acknowledge, Matt. I quite accidentally discovered the San Diego Leadership Forum midway through, actually March of 2015. Mm-hmm. And he has been absolutely transformational in my life. Mm. So it was such a profound experience, and I'm still a member, servant leader of the San Diego Leadership Forum. It had such a profound effect upon me that I really grew to appreciate the significance of, particularly with the Callan course, when you talk about teaching leadership, of really helping people to discern the importance of the spirit.
Yes.
You know, it all starts with that intent. What's the reason I want to lead? What's my intent? Is it a noble intent? Is it a selfish intent? You know, and the biggest challenge with most leaders is the ego. So when you stop and reflect upon what Matt brings to the table, what he's teaching, it's absolutely essential. When you stop and look at the rash cases of sexual harassment being claims and charges and reliefs, you know, firings over this, you know, it really gets back to people having a sense of wisdom by how they lead. And without understanding the vital importance of the spirit, it's quite easy to incrementally get off track. You know, the azimuth gets one degree off and you end up at a totally different destination. And we're seeing that unlike ever before throughout our culture today.
Right, right. And you know, and that's why I so appreciate what you do, you know, in that it's so important for people to be connected to their spirit, their faith, whatever that looks like for them, and be true to your values and your word, and don't compromise that. And I think it's just so great the work that you do as you come along, man, and you guide them and say, okay, what are you up to? And is this in line with your faith and your spirit and your values and your commitment? And you're doing that. You're walking the walk.
Well, thanks, James. It is, I'd have to say, no great shakes, if only the fact of I'm here in the room with you two guys, and I think of you, how you think about when you look in the mirror every morning, not, gee, how can I get ahead? How can I make that next buck, get that power, get that prestige, get that parking lot close to the building? But James and Richie, when you get up, you think about, how do I make this world better? How do I, you know, how do I help my son, the future New England Patriots fan of all fans, and maybe offensive line, right? Are we talking, James?
Maybe. Who knows?
But you're thinking, how do I make this place better for my son?
Absolutely.
You know? And so, honestly, I've got one of the easiest jobs in the world. I come alongside already men on a trajectory to make a difference. It's you guys and the men in the San Diego Leadership Forum. So I really do, and I would say this tritely, I have one of the easiest jobs in the world because there are men that I come alongside like you that just make life, I walk away from our meetings and I think, wow, San Diego's an awesome place.
It sure is.
James Carmody, yes. Richie Coleman. We could go through the list, not just the 100 or so guys in the forum, but all across this county and watch the influence that you have. And yes, you know, there are some guys who are really stepping in and an embarrassment, sadly. We know that they didn't wake up thinking, hey, I want to be on the cover of, you know, the New York Times for all the wrong reasons. But I look at your lives and the attention that you pay to your life and the directory or the direction you have, and it's inspiring.
Well, thank you.
One additional point I'd like to make regarding the San Diego Leadership Forum is that it's really insightful in terms of helping. I use the phrase this, you know, classic leadership wisdom. It's about how you live as well as how you lead. So we typically think of leadership as related to a position of authority.
Right.
Instead of it being this holistic paradigm of, you know, 24/7.
And that's by example.
That's what Matt really illuminates. You know, it's about who you are, you know, how you live your life and living in full accord. You know, am I doing what I preach? You know, am I, you know, really focused on the right things? Am I doing things well? You know, am I trying to be significant? Am I really looking at the long term? Yeah. Will this decision, you know, promote that trajectory of where I want to end up?
Yeah. Yep. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, about the forum. So our guests have an idea of, you know, the San Diego Leadership Forum. When did you start it and what is it?
Yeah. Well, back in 20, 08. I began as a leader for the San Diego chapter of Pinnacle Forum, which is another excellent national organization with a very similar mission to come alongside organizational leaders, helping them in their personal transformation and the transformation of the city. So that's their mission. I became the San Diego chapter director. We started with the CEO forum, and it just began to grow. We had another guy interested in senior military leaders and helping them be transformed personally and transforming the Marine Corps, the Navy, what's happening here in San Diego. And it just began to snowball. And in about 2012, we broke from the parent company and then became San Diego Leadership Forum. Similar mission. Now, just a couple weeks ago, we launched the 10th forum. And really in that forum is a really simple recipe. Having an opportunity to share confidentially challenges and opportunities that we have in a small group, so between 6 and 12 organizational leaders. And then asking the question, what might we do together that we can't do individually? And it's been really fun watching that.
That's fantastic. So folks, I mean, the San Diego Leadership Forum is just, you know, it's an excellent group. We are growing. We are looking for men who are leaders, you know, in their field, in their profession. You know, what's the website, Matt, where people can actually get information?
Yeah, SanDiegoLeadershipForum.com.
SanDiegoLeadershipForum.com. So folks, if you're driving, don't write that down. If you are in a place where you can write that down, please do. It's SanDiegoLeadershipForum.com. We're making a difference. You know, we're moving the needle in San Diego to own San Diego as America's finest city. And we encourage you to learn more about it. You know, we're going to continue with Richie and Matt. We're going to take a short break. Stick around. We'll be right back.
AM 1170, The Answer, San Diego.
Jared Kelly here, co-host of Rise Up Radio and the Rise Up Movement. We are having an amazing journey and just trying to hold on to this movement, but we need you to be a part of this. If you would like to sponsor what's happening on air and in the community with the Rise Up Movement, visit us at sdriseup.com. Let's rise up together and understand it is our job to maintain America's finest city. Visit us at sdriseup.com. That's sdriseup.com. Jared Kelly here, founder of Mission Realty Group. As you have heard me say thousands of times, we must be part of the community that we live in. I've had the privilege of using our company to do just that. It is our goal to not only help people make informed and excellent decisions when buying and selling a home, but to really understand your goals and needs. Yes, for some people, their house is just a roof to live under. But for others, it is a home where you are raising a family, entertaining friends, and a place to get away from the hustle of life. Let me ask you this. Is your home right for your family? When is the last time you even thought about this? Let us use our exclusive process to help you understand where the market is going. And if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, let's have a conversation today. Visit missionrealtygroup.com, hit the contact tab, and we would love to connect with you and make a plan. Again, that's missionrealtygroup.com. That's missionrealtygroup.com. Hit the contact tab and let's make a plan so you can win.
AM 1170, The Answer.
Welcome back. You are listening to Rise Up Radio. I am your host, James Carmody. You're following us at sdriseup.com. And folks, you know, as always, we are looking for servant leaders throughout San Diego. And, you know, that looks like your kid's teacher, little league coach, pastor of your church, small business owner, entrepreneur, veteran, leader. That's who we want. We want to share those stories. We want to inspire that, hey, if they can do it, I can do it. San Diego is America's finest city, and we got to own that. And we're doing that here at Rise Up Radio by sharing the stories. So go to sdriseup.com. It's our homepage on there at the bottom. You know, you can nominate a hero or a guest, and we'll reach out to them and have that conversation. And speaking of servant leaders, we have, you know, two guests in here with me. We have Chaplain Matt Booker, leader of the San Diego Leadership Forum. Matt, welcome back.
Thank you, James.
And we have Richie Coleman, 30-year Marine veteran, also an entrepreneur with Optimal Veteran Enterprises, and I can't think of two better guys to discuss leadership with.
Deeply honored to be with you.
Yeah. Well, welcome back. Welcome back. So we were talking about leadership, and one of the things we discussed in the last segment was, a leader having not a position or a title, but someone who leads by example, walks the walk. Are they practicing what they preach? And that starts with, are they connected with their faith and their values? And, Rich, I'd like you to unpack that a little bit yourself and discuss what leadership kind of means to you and talk about actually some of the awards.
Sure. So when I think of the phrase living in full accord, leading in full accord, I think that aptly summarizes the vital aspect of leadership in an authentic sense. So let's first take a step back. What's the definition of leadership? So I think it's fair to say that when you really distill it, it's the ability to influence.
That's my definition, is to influence another.
So when we talk leadership, there's lots of different temperaments, lots of different styles of leadership, lots of different ways of influencing. Some are very positive, some are very negative, some are catastrophic. You could throw a number of different adjectives in front of the word leadership. I love the one authentic leadership. So when we talk about living in full accord, the idea is that, really the essence is to think about leader as a mastercraft. Through the arc of our lives, we're going through numerous leadership life cycles. So there's a perennial cycle in life and leadership.
Yep.
And it really starts with one's character being rooted in virtues. And with that, you're more likely to make better decisions. And with the practice, the habit of doing that, you develop more moral courage. And with the moral courage, you are creating a fulcrum by which to really come to a sense of humility. And that allows for a conversion. So you've got this sequence in everyone's life. And if you stop and take a look at the typical movie script, you'll see the work of Joseph Campbell, wrote the seminal work on leadership called A Hero of a Thousand Faces, where basically, the hero reluctantly responds to a call to action. They leave home. They're homesick. They go through a series of setbacks, trials, tribulations. They fail. And then they find the mentor. And what the mentor really illuminates is the power that they have within. Now, Hollywood throws in magic, or some external force to really make it, entertaining. But the point that I'm trying to make is that every single person listening to this show has the power within, and it starts with the spirit, to be that authentic leader. And it's simply a matter of, then becoming that mentor once you've learned that lesson. So that's the perennial cycle. How many of us think of leadership as a position of authority? Like I put my coat on at work at 8 o'clock, I take it off at 5, and then I go out in town and become somebody else. Or I'm behaving in a way that's absolutely, and we've seen so many cases of it now.
Sure.
So what's going on culturally? Why is our culture being etched in such a harmful way by people who are behaving in such a bad way? It starts with the spirit. It's not just like Matt said earlier. It's not that people start out and say, I'm going to be, this type of bad person one day. It's an incremental cancer that starts when we're not living and leading in full accord. And it really begins with the spirit. So am I doing it right? Am I doing it well? And am I doing it not just to be successful?
Right.
Okay. Hoarding my treasure and cashing out
for the ego.
For the ego. But am I doing it to be significant? Where the footprints I leave behind will be followed in a way. When you think of the great city of San Diego, it was built on the back of unvisited graves. What do I mean by that phrase? You've got policemen, firemen, nurses, doctors, teachers, chaplains. They were instrumental in creating this great culture of leadership throughout San Diego. It's really about people understanding the difference between celebrityhood, fame, and this authentic leader who doesn't have to be in a high-level position of authority. That janitor can influence just as well as that CEO. That mom, stay-at-home mom, is a critical leader to a critical unit you know, that is really the backbone of our culture, or the stay-at-home dad, you know. So it's really about helping people to recast a paradigm of how they see themselves, that their leadership potential is unlimited. You can never directly measure it. There's no direct cause and effect, but never underestimate the effect we have upon one another.
Very well said. One of the things that I want to unpack there a little bit, and Matt, you can speak into this, is mentorship. You know, you mentioned that you go through this life cycle as a leader, right? And someone's leading to you, and you know they're leading to you, or shepherding to you, or pouring into you, and you learn and you fail.
And that is absolutely my mentor. You know, I'm so honored to call him my mentor. I have challenges. I call Matt.
Sure.
And say, hey, I'm thinking about this, or I'm dealing with this. You know, what do you think? Can you help me? And right. he's been there every single time, backing me up, reaffirming, or give me a little course correction.
Sure.
Say, brother, I think that you might want to think about it this way. You know, and
ask this and question.
Yeah, absolutely. So really, the takeaway is we all need mentors. And if you don't have one in your life out there driving on the road or at home, whatever, you know, get one. You know, who is it that you really respect? And it's not so much what they've achieved. It's not their status. It's who they are, the character, the virtue. You know, are they one to really have that sense of wisdom, you know, to help you in your journey?
Absolutely. You know, and when you think of mentors and mentorship, you know, Matthew, what does that mean to you?
Well, it goes back really to the word. I love the etymology and the history of words. In mentor, Ulysses, as he was going off to war, he was concerned about his son, Telemachus, and his trajectory. And so he didn't want to just leave him adrift. He said, I want to get somebody who really will help this my person who I care about, my son, in the trajectory. Of course, it helped that mentor was a demigod. So I certainly, in that element, fall far short of that. But I think it's just the whole element of if you care for yourself, you'll take the time to ask for help and get people involved in your life. And I think I have mentors for different areas in my life, and I really encourage others. There's some who professionally help me, and then some who are helping me in my family. And so I really love the mentoring process. It can be really frustrating, though. You know, it's got to be truth in advertising, because sometimes you want to help somebody, care for somebody, and you can't stop them from perhaps making a misstep along the way. Not unlike parenting. Of course, you've not had that problem, James, because
We're just trying to sort of hop sleep.
But in that sense is, if we go about it with the humility that I just have something to offer this individual and their journey, and not feel like I have to control the outcome, they have to take everything that I offer, mentoring can be the best experience that one has.
One point I'd like to affirm that Matt just covered is veracity above all other things is essential. You've got to have that core truth, the tough love.
Yeah.
And typically we want to be liked, so we don't want to offer that veracity. You know, we don't offer the honest observation. But anyway, it's a pleasure, you know, to be in the company of someone like Matt and to benefit from his mentorship.
Yeah. And I think, you know, one last point that I'd like to make is having mentors for different parts of your life. You know, Matt is a mentor to me in my spiritual life, as well as being a leader. I also have a financial mentor. I have a couple mentors within my organization that mentor me, and then I in turn mentor them. So I think, folks, you want to look at this from a couple different channels in your life, kind of the wheel of life, if you will, and making sure that you're getting guidance from others in different areas.
And if someone approaches you and asks you to be a mentor for them, don't hesitate. It's not about having perfect knowledge.
No.
Being a mentor is very much a journey of discovery in which you're learning. So I was, you know, really excited about the opportunity when I was invited by Mike Hayden, retired Marine Gunnery Sergeant, who is the founder of Veteran Ventures. It's an entrepreneurial incubator that UCSD and the Rady School of Management has been sponsoring.
Wow.
And we're in our second year there now. So,
love it.
So Congress recently created this national institute known as the Association of Defense Communities. And the Association of Defense Communities has awarded San Diego the distinct honor of being designated as America's greatest defense community. It's actually one of five that were awarded. Wow. So the San Diego nomination was based upon three locally developed programs which exemplified our proactive means of caring for military communities in an immediate and lasting manner. One was Stand Down for the homeless vets.
Yep.
The other one was STEP, Save the Enlisted Project, being led by Tony Taravian.
STEP's a great organization, good friend of the show.
Taravainen. I'm sorry, Tony, I butchered your last name. Tony is a great leader.
I love this guy.
And the other one is Veteran Ventures. So we're in our second cohort. We've had 43 entrepreneurs, veteran entrepreneurs, successfully complete the program, seven of which have received funding. And we've got a pitch competition coming up next Wednesday. The funds coming through the state and the UC school system, university system of UCSD.
How can people, you know, find out more information? Where can they go online?
Go online to UCSD Veteran Ventures.
UCSD Veteran Ventures.
That's it.
All right, folks, we're giving you URLs. You're getting some homework here for the weekend. UCSD Veteran Ventures. You're going to want to check that out. But, you know, what a cool honor. You know, San Diego, America's greatest defense community.
So in February, the city of San Diego will be recognized at a local award ceremony. And then in June, it will be recognized at a national summit.
So that's fantastic.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, and we'll be sharing more information about that. Folks, you're listening to Rise Up Radio. You're following us at sdriseup.com. Stick around. We'll be right back.
AM 1170, The Answer.
Hey folks, James Carmody, Synergy One Lending. Are you in the market to buy a property and need to close really fast? Synergy One Lending and the Carmody team is your family-owned mortgage bank. Right now, there's low inventory, there's a lot of offers, it's competitive. Synergy One Lending and the Carmody team can close your loan in as little as 10 days. Call today to find out more. 858-525-3086. Call James Carmody and the Carmody team at Synergy One Lending, 858-525-3086.
Jared Kelly here. Here's the deal. San Diego's expensive. San Diego's a tough place to own and buy a house, but I want to tell you something special about San Diego. The housing market has appreciated consistently over the years, and if you're not a part of that, I want you to ask the question, why? I would love to sit down and understand that process with you and help you make a plan so that your family fits your home and you're not strapped by the things that you think are constraining you in San Diego. Visit missionrealtygroup.com, hit the contact tab, and let's have a conversation today.
Hey folks, James Carmody and Jared Kelly, the hosts of Rise Up Radio, your source for good news in the San Diego community. We are sharing the good news about what's going on. We need your help. If you are listening to us, please stop what you're doing. Go to sdriseup.com. In the bottom right corner of the page, there's a button that says, I will rise up. We need your help in sharing the good news in San Diego's community. Whether it's the local pastor of your church, your kid's little league coach, or small business owner, we want to share the good news. So go to sdriseup.com and share the stories.
AM 1170, The Answer, San Diego.
Welcome back, folks. You are listening to Rise Up Radio. I'm your host, James Carmody. Thank you so much for sticking with us. We have two great servant leaders. We have Rich Coleman and Matthew Booker. Matthew Booker is the chaplain and leader of the Single Leadership Forum. Matthew, welcome back.
Thank you, James.
Absolutely, absolutely. So one of the things we're, you know, we've been talking about leadership and we've been unpacking leadership. We've talked about mentorship, different awards. One of the things that I want to cover here is this idea of POX, the isolation among high influence leaders. And we just touched on that a little bit in the beginning, you know, and I know for myself as a leader, every once in a while it occurs to me like, gosh, like I'm here and they're there. There's this and there's that. And that's not how I want it to be. Yeah. You know, for me, I like to actually lead from the bottom up and say, hey guys, here's the vision. This is the mission. You know, what's your contribution? What's your contribution? What's your contribution? All right, let's move forward as a team.
Yeah, and I think in that, I mean it in a little different way because, James, I think for you, for Richie, for the men in the form, it's really you come locked and loaded to have an influence. When you show up to Synergy, you are on. And your heart is, how can I help serve? How can I help make you better? And you will do whatever it takes to do that. And there's a lot of things that drive you to do that, which is you care about people. There is a bottom line. You want to make sure, you know, Carrie gets food on the table, and you have a lot of important things that drive you being a better leader. What the concern about the POX is that, so who takes care of you as the organizational servant leader and your soul? And cognitively, we know being isolated is not a good idea. We tend not to do our best when we're isolated, but there's an increasingly difficult time to really be able to share the things that are burdening you as a leader. You generally can't go to your people with a lot of stuff that you feel like, well, that's going to burden them, and it's probably not best for them. And sometimes the board, they've got concerns, they've got issues, so you oftentimes are sitting there at your desk at 5 p.m. and going, wow, this issue that I'm facing is really difficult, and I don't want to take it home with me. I want to be present for my wife, my children. Where do I go? So that pox, that disease, is influenced in infected leaders. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Townsend and Cloud, who are really influence and mentors through their writing and me, have talked about how 78% of the high-influence leaders are isolated. In other words, they go to bed, they do their work, and some of the deepest concerns they have in their life, they don't feel the freedom to share them. So I would say the driving force for me behind San Diego Leadership Forum is not on my watch. The 100 or so men who I have the opportunity to be influenced, I don't ever want to have a situation where at 5 o'clock they're alone with that. So that they can pick up the phone or once a month come to a meeting with men who understand that weight and could hear the issues and come alongside them. That's why I get up in the morning.
Yeah. I mean, I love you, brother.
Thank you.
One of the things I know that is an important piece to you is the confidentiality community.
Mm, right.
And you being that space of confidant.
Mm.
Share a little bit more about that.
Yeah, I think that comes from exactly that element of, is there a place for someone to really share the challenges and opportunities that they have, with that sense of not, I'm looking over my shoulder, I'm talking about this, will this go to the second or third party, and wow, that kind of betrayal, if someone shares that, that's not going to be good. So we know that usually the only thing that grows in the dark are fungus, mushrooms, and bad habits. And so the best thing to do is bring those into the light and say, hey, I'm thinking about this. This is part of my life. I'm struggling with this. And the joy of having the safe place to bring that into the light is something that I see physically, the relief oftentimes. And you guys have been in that room when someone has shared something that you can tell that was a powerful thing. They're powerful struggle that they have. And now they know that they have other people who are helping them carry the water on that.
Yeah, absolutely. And folks, you know, if you're listening to this, Matthew is the chaplain and leader of the San Diego Leadership Forum. And you know, you can find information about the San Diego Leadership Forum online at sandiegoleadershipforum.com. There's about 100 leaders around San Diego, and we're actually looking to grow that Matthew, is it 9 chapters we have right now?
We got 10 as of 2 weeks ago. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Launched the I-15 corridor.
Excellent. Excellent. And my group meets in Mission Valley, and for the most part, most of us are early 40s and into our 30s. And Richie, which form are you in?
I'm in 3.
3?
Yes.
Overachiever?
Marine? He's really, Marine.
Okay. Well, that's, so folks, please go check us out online at sandiegoleadershipforum.com and get some more information there, and you can learn about the organization and how you can participate or even support us.
And organizations like the San Diego Leadership Forum, I'd like to offer, I really believe are helping us to reclaim our community as sacred ground.
Yeah.
So I'd like to offer an observation.
We touched
on this on the show, throughout the show already. We're seeing, some horrific behavior out there.
Yeah.
And I'd like to submit that I sense that we are standing on the edge of a cultural abyss of mistrust among us versus them. And I believe that the source of that is rooted in a lack of personal accountability and responsibility. So it may be that we're witnessing this cultural tipping point, largely through social media, in which the desire for that personal accountability and responsibility is now being demanded.
Yeah.
But I think the key is when we stop and think about reclaiming our community's sacred ground, it starts by going within.
Yeah.
And it's about the spirit. It's a spiritual challenge. It's not about religion, okay, but it's about that eternal sense of truth and justice that has compelled us all to answer a call at one point or time in our lives. The challenge is to answer it every time. Am I doing it right? Am I doing it well? Am I attempting to be significant? So I think the key is for many people to really take the time and understand the purpose of their life. And this is one of the drills that Matt had me do. I actually wrote out a mission statement. And then he challenged me, how do you want it to end? What's your obituary going to read like? And I strive to review that at a certain frequency, at least weekly. What is my mission statement? What is my personal purpose? Not what do I do, but really, who am I? And what is the meaning of my life? So one of the seminal works on leadership and psychology written by Viktor Frankl, Viktor Frankl, many of you know of, Man's Search for Meaning.
Yes.
So by really helping people to understand their meaning, their purpose in life, they're able to deal with tremendous challenges in their life. But for those that don't understand their meaning and purpose in life, they get thrown off course. The azimuth of their life gets thrown off course. That the arc of their lives is distorted, sometimes perverted, and you end up in a catastrophic failure that's very difficult to recover from. But here's the main thing. We talked about this, the perennial cycles. There are two forms of leverage that really promote our growth and maturation as leaders. One is love, and there are different forms of love. There's the romantic love. There's esprit de corps, that spiritual love, that brotherhood. And the second factor that really forms our growth and maturation is failure. And there are different types of failures. So if we have the wisdom to really, confront the pain and the nature of that failure in our lives, and then go forward with a sense of redemption, forgiveness, to apply the lesson that was offered in that failure, there's great things that can happen. So if you stop and look at the greatest leaders we've ever known of, they've all failed at many points in their lives, but they didn't allow that failure to derail them with the trajectory of their growth and maturation throughout their lives. So love and failure are the forms of leverage that promote our growth as a leader. Do we have the wisdom to understand that, to discern that?
Absolutely. And I think that is the key to is having that space, whether it's in your day or your week, when you are reflecting and you are looking back on your actions and being accountable to those actions. And all right, was I acting out of love or was I acting out of fear? Was my ego getting in the way?
Right.
Or was I coming from a place of love?
Right.
Was I in line with my values and what I believe to be true and what I say I stand for? Or was I compromising? And I know, for me, I actually just took on the practice of meditation in the morning and prayer. And as a guy who's pretty high energy and high octane, it's not easy, but I'm getting more consistent as time goes on. But that's, you know, that's a time where I reflect on how am I performing as a leader, as a husband, as a father.
So I'd like to go back to one of the points I made earlier about humility, you know, being the catalyst for conversion. Yeah. You know, courage leads to humility. Humility, it becomes, it opens up that window of opportunity for conversion by which to really grow. And I think what's a shame is that institutionally, you know, many execs, many leaders bury the failure. They hide the mistake. They try and protect the institution instead of having a sense of wisdom, say, no, this is part of our growth and maturation.
There's
as
a lesson
institution.
In there.
There's a lesson in there. And instead of offering that lesson for the community to learn from and benefit from and acknowledge, you know, in truth and justice, you know, we inadvertently try and take the shortcut.
Right.
You know, cover it up.
Right.
And that's much worse than just acknowledging the truth.
Absolutely. Quick parting words for our listeners.
I would offer this adage, do it right, do it well, and be significant.
Mm-hmm. Great words. Do it right, do it well, am I significant? Do it right, do it well, am I significant? Folks, you've been listening to Rise Up Radio. You're going to want to go ahead and check out Optimal Veteran Enterprises as well as the San Diego Leadership Forum. Look these guys up on LinkedIn and online. We had Richard Coleman and Matthew Booker. Gentlemen, thank you for being on the show.
Semper Fi.
Thank you very much, James.
Absolutely. And folks, remember, rise up.